It's the song that sums up a perfect weekend morning. Dick Siegel's ode to the Ann Arbor restaurant Angelo's.
Well, it's over easy. A plate of hash browns. Take my hand, mama, we're going to town. Oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Eggs over easy, hash browns, and you.
Angelo's is just one of the countless songs Dick Siegel has written in his many decades as a singer-songwriter. The album that song is on is called Snap, and Dick is marking the 35th anniversary of the release of that album with a show this Saturday night at the Arc. Dick Siegel, good to have you with us on Stateside.
Great to be here, Cynthia.
Let's start right off with Angelo's, and I know I've been hearing it for many, many years as the theme of the Sunday morning over easy acoustic music program on WCSX in Detroit. In fact, shout out to my friend Carrie Carlson, who decided on that for the theme, and then to Pam Rossi for continuing it when she took over the show. Tell us about writing that song.
I think for me, one of the most striking things about writing that song was that I had been struggling with another song, and it was about some kind of complicated romance business, and it just was not giving in, you know. It wasn't making sense to me. And finally, I just got, you know, I was like, oh, man, I've had enough of this. And then I woke up the next morning, and I was upstairs. I was living in Delhi. You know where Delhi is? Mm-hmm. It's a little village on the Huron River,
five miles. One of the prettiest places you'd ever lived.
Gorgeous, yeah, prettiest place I ever lived. And I lived upstairs, and so I woke up that one morning, and I smelled breakfast wafting it from the kitchen. And I was just, you know, in that mood of playing the guitar and songwriting. So I got up out of bed, got my guitar going, and started playing this kind of jazz chords. They're called the rhythm changes, which are a certain progression, certain chord progression that George Gershwin invented from I Got Rhythm.
Play them for us. Let's take a listen to what you were noodling with that led to Angelo.
Yeah, and this is a shout out to my friend Dave Swain, who taught me these chords way back when. Okay, so
I absolutely hear it.
So I was just playing around with those, you know, when those chords they make you feel good, right?
Yeah.
And then
they're
smell
happy.
Of the food, like all of a sudden, eggs over easy hash browns. You know, like this line came into my mind, eggs over easy hash browns and you. And it just took me immediately to the place where I could finish that song.
Isn't that amazing?
And in about half an hour, really, the whole thing came into existence.
And here it is. People still love it.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you are a musician, but you never studied music. You majored in ceramics and sculpture at Interlaken and English at the University of Michigan. So what did you think you were going to do with your life before that door opened to songwriting?
Oh, Cynthia, that was very difficult because my father was a doctor. You know, and in our family, doctors were a very elevated, you know, profession. And I was sort of that was always there for me to kind of, oh, should I be a doctor? But, you know, I in college, I realized that what moved me more was literature, English literature. And ultimately, that's what I majored in. And also, at the same time, I was always sort of making up things. Even when I was a little kid, I would build things, you know, creativity, just that urge to make stuff was really, really in me. And
now you teach songwriting at Michigan, and also you teach songwriting summers at Interlaken. How do you teach something that is so personal and so much from the heart and the soul?
When I had the opportunity to teach initially at U of M, it was because I got a visiting professorship for the honors program. To do this, to present something unique to the people in the honors program as a possible career path for them. And I had never even thought about teaching songwriting before that, and this opportunity came along. So it forced me to kind of think about, well, how am I going to teach something that I was never taught, you know, formally? I just learned how to do it, and the main idea I had going into it was that people have this in them, this potential to put their feelings into words and music and learning how to express themselves that way.
One of your newer songs is called Bright Eyes. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah. Bright Eyes was very different than Angelo's in terms of how quickly it came together. The song, it means a lot of things. like any good song, I think, or any good work of art, you know, it means what it means to the person that experiences it. But for me, there are three elements in it. There's a farmer whose work is not actually physical work, although it's represented that way. Then there is Bright Eyes, who is a muse that keeps on emerging in the song from the farmer. The farmer's working, but Bright Eyes is always out there. And then there's this lightning bug who just pops into the picture now and then. And for me, that's inspiration. Mm. But I wasn't thinking of any of these things as the song was coming together. I just began to realize that this is what these different aspects, different characters in the song represented, which really is something that's very important for songwriters to learn, is that you don't know what the song is about until you begin to write it.
You're not going in with a grand plan.
No, no. I shouldn't say you don't know, and I'm not going to say that, yeah, you know, totally is it true for everyone. But for me, I go in, there's an entrance point somehow into the world that I write songs in. Mm-hmm. And then as it begins to come together, I go, oh, I see, that's what this is about.
Can you give us a little taste?
Sure, yeah.
The farmer crawled up from a hole he dug. He lit his way with a lightning bug. He put the bug in his pocket and he said, okay, the sun is shining, time to start my day. Hey there, Bright Eyes, I caught you living at the edge of romance. Hey there, Bright Eyes, don't you love my words? But then he looked to the east, he looked to the west, he felt the heat beating in his chest, and he hitched his heart to a hungry plow. Said, I guess it's time to get to working now. Hey there, Bright Eyes, I caught you living out the edge of romance. Hey there, Bright Eyes, don't you love my words? Well, then he plowed all day, he plowed all night, he plowed through the middle of the next daylight. He plowed his heart into the crumbling earth. He never wondered what his work was worth.
Dick Siegel, marking the 35th anniversary of his album Snap, with a show this coming Saturday night, December 5th at The Arc. You can get information and tickets by going to thearc.org. Thank you, Dick, and here's to many, many, many more years of singing and songwriting.
Thanks a lot, Cynthia. It's been a pleasure.